Thank you very much for coming to our fiscal results briefing, sparing your precious time. I would also like to thank you for your great understanding and support to our business. Now, I'd like to explain the results of the fiscal year ending in March 2019 and the forecast of the fiscal year ending March 2020. Here are the key points of today's meeting. As you see here, in the fiscal year ending in March 2019, we achieved increase in both the sales and income year-on-year. The operating income and the ordinary income reached the record high levels. The sales were especially driven by the well-performing musical instruments segment. The operating income was 56 billion yen, and the operating income ratio was 12.8%, which were higher than our projection after the third quarter. As for the fiscal year ending in March 2020, we are changing the accounting standard from J-GAAP to IFRS, but we are expecting increase in both the revenue and the profit. In all the segments, we are forecasting revenue increase, and especially the musical instruments and audio equipment are expected to drive the core operating profit. The definition of this profit will be explained later, but we are expecting to achieve 55 billion yen. For your reference, since we are changing the accounting standard from this fiscal year, we have shown that the core operating profit of fiscal March 2019 would have been 53 billion yen if IFRS was applied. From here on, I'd like to go into the details, and here are the agenda for today. Starting off with the performance summary, which I already touched on, I would go on to talk about the performance outlook and down to the return to the shareholders. I will start with the performance summary to show you the actual numerical results. The net sales was 437.4 billion yen, which was slightly lower than the previous projection. That is namely because the audio equipment results in the fourth quarter turned out to be weaker than the projection. The operating income was 56 billion yen, which was 1 billion yen higher than the projection. As for the reasons, please refer to this slide. In a comparison against the previous year, there was an increase in sales, so that was the main reason for the higher operating income. However, in a comparison against the projection, there was a decrease in sales of about 0.5 billion yen. Still yet, we control the SG&A well and achieved an improvement of 1.4 billion yen. In a net, it was positive, and we achieved a higher income, especially with regards to the SG&A in the fourth quarter. While the musical instruments was performing well, the audio equipment was struggling a bit, so we tried to tighten the SG&A control, and the effect turned out to be bigger than what we had expected. Also, even though the sales and production were lower than the projection, the gross profit improved, so that offset and minimized the negative impact. Here are the results per each business segment. The musical instruments achieved a net sales of 282 billion yen and an operating income of 42.9 billion yen. The operating income ratio was 15.2%, and since the midterm plan's target was 15%, or technically 14.6%, the result turned out to be much higher than the target. It is also a big increase from the year before previous year's ratio, as it was 12.5%. In fact, I explained this matter during the last year's briefing, but there were various one-off factors behind the previous year's operating income, and we suffered some stagnation. Such one-off factors are a history, and we are once again achieving a high growth. The audio equipment, as the net sales shows, did not grow as much as we had hoped due to various different reasons. In fact, the commercial audio equipment continued to achieve a high growth of 107%, but we struggled a bit in the other areas, especially in the non-professional consumer audio. Also, the OEM voice communication equipment for network devices declined beyond our expectations. So, as a result, the net sales were almost flat from the previous year. As for the operating income ratio, it may also seem flat at a glance, but please note the special remarks at the bottom. This has already been explained during the last result briefing, but we changed the allocation of the new business development cost burden from fiscal March 2019. Previously, it was all booked to the musical instruments segment, but now the cost related to audio equipment is booked to the audio equipment segment, and the amount is 800 million yen. If you'd like to do an apples-to-apples comparison with the previous year's income, just subtract 800 million yen from the musical instruments and add 800 million yen to the audio equipment. In that regard, the operating income ratio was actually improved. As for the industrial machinery and components business and others, we had overperformed in the previous year, so this year's result seems to be negative. Still yet, the operating income ratio turned out to be 7.1%, which was higher than the midterm plan target of 5% level. Now I'd like to explain the performance outlook of the fiscal year ending in March 2020. The figures you see here are based on the IFRS, a different accounting standard. They are tentative figures just for your reference. Like I mentioned earlier, we are going to use core operating profit. The reason why we are using core operating profit instead of operating profit is because the operating profit of IFRS includes extraordinary profit and loss, and we want it to be excluded. So we decided to use the concept of core operating profit, which is very close to the previously used operating income. From here on, we'd like to use core operating profit. Earlier, I said the operating income ratio of FY March 2019 was 12.8%, but it would have been 12.2% in IFRS, and we'd like to aim for a slight improvement this year. Now, you might say that this growth projection is too modest compared against the previous year's growth, but let me explain our logic. In fact, upon the announcement of the previous midterm plan, Next Stage 12, we saw a similar phenomenon. The actual result in FY March 2016 was 40.7 billion yen, but our guidance in fiscal March 2017 was 42 billion yen. The biggest factor behind the gap was the foreign exchange rate. So similarly, if you excluded the FX impact, it would basically show a linear growth toward the midterm target for FY March 2022. Likewise, the core operating profit of FY March 2019 was 53 billion yen, but the Japanese yen had become much stronger, so the impact is expected to be 2.1 billion yen. One another thing to note is the less positive impact from the increase in sales. This is because, as I would explain later, the profit and loss of the others are likely to deteriorate temporarily. We are anticipating a drop of about 1.5 billion yen. So if you'd exclude it, the base for the first year of the midterm will be a little lower than 50 billion yen. Comparing it against the 65 billion yen midterm target, and assuming that we can improve about 5 billion yen each year, you can see that our profit forecast is basically in line with the midterm growth plan. Let me show you the outlook by each business segment. As for the musical instruments, we can expect a further profit increase, so we are forecasting growth in both the revenue and the core operating profit. And the audio equipment is also expected to achieve an increase in the revenue, overcoming the negative factors in the previous year, such as the lack of new product launch, and will thereby achieve an improvement of the core operating profit. On the other hand, as for the IMC business and others, the revenue will not change much, but there are some concerns. Especially the graphic chips for amusement equipment, which had been providing us a very good margin, are being affected by the recent change in the regulations, and the market is chilling down. With that, our shipment volume would be almost zero, so there is going to be a temporal deterioration. There is also a concern for increased expenses, since the development of some automobile components are reaching the final phase, and the integration tests and such will require some extra expenses. As a result, the core operating profit will deteriorate about 1.5 billion yen. However, we believe these are one-off factors which just happened to concentrate during the same period. Let me go through the key management figures which we decided to focus on since the previous midterm, Next Stage 12. First is the operating income ratio. The midterm target was 12% and we exceeded that level. The ROE target was 10% level and we cleared the target at 11.4% after some improvements in the capital efficiency. Likewise, EPS improved naturally because the bottom profit improved, and since we acquired and canceled our treasury stocks, the denominator became smaller too, so the EPS target was also cleared. Moving on to the forecast for this fiscal year, as you see here, we are also showing the new midterm targets, which we announced the other day. The growth of the core operating profit ratio may seem too small, but it is because of the extraordinary factors which I explained earlier. And if you exclude them, we are basically going to achieve a linear growth. The ROE is expected to be 11.3% and the EPS is expected to be 238 yen. So all of these numbers are steadily growing toward the midterm targets. Now I'd like to give you the overview of each business segment. The musical instruments. The pianos are continually achieving a high level of growth, but we decided to be a bit conservative in this year's forecast due to some slowdown concerns in China. We also have the forecast for digital musical instruments, wind instruments, and strings and percussions. We're expecting the guitar to achieve a higher growth. Here are the forecasted sales by region. I suppose many of you are concerned about Europe. In FY March 2019, we projected the growth to be less than 100% year-on-year, -2%, but the market is picking up and we achieved 101% in the fourth quarter. In fact, in FY March 2018, we achieved 109% growth year-on-year, so we did not think we could exceed further, but we actually did, so we are now more confident about the market recovery in Europe. In China, we achieved 116% growth in FY March 2019. We had projected a lower growth in the fourth quarter, but it turned out to be higher than that. If I remember correctly, our fourth quarter projection was 112%, but the actual growth was higher. For this fiscal year, we are forecasting 110% growth, which may seem a little conservative. In fact, even though there are some signs of economic slowdown, the market demand for the pianos are continually high, so we believe we can continue to achieve a double-digit growth. However, we projected that it will not be the upper teens like we achieved in the years before, but rather a 10% incremental growth. We also added these slides to show the products that we developed, so please take a closer look when you have a little time later. Next is India. As we had explained in the midterm plan presentation, the new plant in India started the operations. This is going to contribute to the increased revenues this year. Here's the audio equipment segment. In the previous year, we achieved a flat revenue growth of 100% year-on-year, but we are expecting a greater growth this year. Especially MIPA, which is the PA for musical instruments, struggled in the previous year as we did not have any new product launches. But this year, we are ready with the new launches. Therefore, we are forecasting 104% revenue growth for this segment this year, and with that, the core operating profit will also improve. AV products. In the previous year, we suffered a big drop of receivers, especially in North America. As we had anticipated the drop, we tried to shift to the new products, such as the connected audio and one bar, but we could not offset well enough. However, this year, we are launching a rich lineup of new products to more than offset the drop, so we are forecasting 102% growth. As for PA equipment, we achieved 103% in FY March 2019, but the big drag was MIPA, as its sales dropped year-on-year. However, this year, we have new MIPA products to be launched, so we believe it will once again achieve a good growth as it had before the drop. Here's the sales by region. In Japan, even though the musical instruments saw a slight decline year-on-year, the audio equipment is achieving a positive growth. Also in North America, even though the previous year was a bit tough with the decline of receivers, we're expecting a good growth this year. China is facing a rather unusual situation, as I had explained to you several times in the past. We are doing the OEM production of network devices, but this is going through a decline. Yet, if you would exclude the OEM products, we are expecting a positive growth in China this year. Actually, in the previous year, the year-on-year growth was still negative even when the OEM was excluded, and that was mainly because of the AV products. Streaming service had become a mainstream nowadays, but as you may know, in China, they have their own unique standards for various internet services, and we were not complying to them. Now we have new products that comply to the Chinese standards, so we believe we can achieve a good growth this year. These are the new products that we developed. As you see, we have various different products, including AV products. But in the previous year, there was no such new products in the MIPA category, so that was the biggest reason for the decline. This year, we are ready to launch many new products. Now, the network devices are achieving higher sales mix recently, and the profitability is pretty good too, so we decided to show you such a topic. Nikkei Computer Magazine has been conducting such customer and partner satisfaction surveys on various companies, and Yamaha was awarded the first place in two of their survey categories. This must be a proof that our products are actually appreciated by the users in the market. Next is the IMC and others. This is actually our biggest challenge. The electronic devices, and namely the chips for amusement equipment, used to provide us a very high margin, but due to the changes to the regulation, the production of new machines dropped and thereby dragged down our sales. We also have thermoelectric devices, and with the shift to 5G, we were hoping that the demand would rise. But since such equipment production in China has been slowing down, we were also affected. In the factory automation category, during the first half of the year, we enjoyed a good performance, especially in the area of the testers for smartphones, but the momentum was lost in the second half. On the other hand, the leak testers often used in the automobile production process came to show a good growth, and it became a good growth driver for the whole category. As for this year, we believe the automobile-related business would continue to grow, but we also need to use some expenses to hire additional employees, so the cost is likely to increase. Also, the amusement chip business is likely to struggle continually. Based on such circumstances, we are forecasting a decline in the core operating profit. As for our ESG initiatives, we had already explained in the midterm plan presentation, and we are working on these steadily. As for the social initiatives, we have been trying to promote music lessons at schools as a part of our previous midterm plan, and the target was to spread the joy of playing musical instruments to 100,000 students. Actually, we had 260,000 students, more than double of our target, receiving such music lessons. With that in mind, our new midterm target is 1 million students. We believe such students may eventually become our good customers in the future, so we have great expectations on this project. Here are the other financial figures. There is not much to mention here except for the cash and deposits, which had exceeded well over 100 billion yen at the end of March 2018. We used the cash for investments and the acquisition of treasury stocks, and also after the payment of the tax, the balance became lower. And in line with that, the other liabilities decreased because we had to pay the tax upon the selling of Yamaha Motor shares during the previous fiscal year. There is not going to be much change to the balance sheet this fiscal year. As for the capital expenditure, the initial plan for FY March 2019 was to spend about 25 billion yen. However, due to the delay of capacity increase projects in the plants in Indonesia and in China, some of the capex was postponed to this fiscal year. Likewise, the R&D expense was initially projected to be 26 or 27 billion yen. But by realizing a better efficiency in the R&D activities, and also by aborting some of the activities, we actually spent 25 billion yen. This fiscal year, we'd like to do some strategic development activities, so we are projecting it at 26.5 billion yen. Finally, the return to shareholders. As you may already know, we have carried out the acquisition of treasury stock. This slide shows the situation as of the end of March, but in fact, as we announced in the press release, we had already completed the acquisition of 20 billion yen worth of treasury stocks by the end of April. As a result, we bought back about 3.6 million shares. The total return ratio you see here is as of the end of March, when we had bought back 2 million shares, but it was 52%. This year, the estimated dividend per share is 66 yen. The payout ratio is about 28%, but we'd like to strive for a stable payout and increase of dividends continually. That is all. Thank you very much.